In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glorious feast day. Joyous feast day of the Annunciation of the Theotokos, which is one of the great holy days of the Church that falls on March 25th, 9 months before December 25th. On this day, the Archangel Gabriel came to the Virgin to announce to her that God would come down. But that God would come down not just to stand on a rock or even be on a mountain, but God would come down through her very body. That God would be born as a human being of her. How could she begin to understand? How could she begin to grasp this awesome mystery? We use the word awesome very lightly these days, but this was something truly awesome that was announced to her. And how could we not honor her? How could we not honor her when God so honored her? By allowing her to be His human mother. We heard at Matins this morning, today is revealed the mystery that is from all eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of Man. That sharing in what is worse, He may make me to share in what is better. God condescended. God took the worst, took creaturely nature in order to unite us to divine nature, to give us what is better. The hymn continues, in times of old Adam was deceived. He sought to become God, but received not his desire. Now God becomes man, that he may make Adam God. Let creation rejoice, let nature exalt, for the archangel stands in fear before the Virgin, and says to her, rejoice, and he brings the joyful greeting, whereby our sorrows are comforted. The Annunciation, the announcement of the good news, the Evangelismos, that the Son and Word of God is conceived in the womb of the Holy Virgin. If we will stand even for a moment contemplating this great mystery, we realize that it is beyond our minds to comprehend on this great holy day. So let us instead join in the chorus that we sing for the Akathist hymn to the Theotokos. Rejoice, restoration of fallen Adam. Rejoice, redemption of the tears of Eve. Rejoice, height hard to climb for the thoughts of men. Rejoice, depth hard to perceive even for the eyes of angels. Rejoice, womb of the divine incarnation. She, Our Lady and Mother, the most holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, the all-holy, the Panagia, the Mother of God, stands as a bridge, as a ladder for us, connecting us from earth to heaven, uniting us with heaven in her birth-giving of the Savior on this sacred day. And from then till now, she remains ever the mother of all Christians, because by her giving birth led to the new birth in Jesus Christ. Without her birth, there's not the new birth in Christ, who has united human nature to the divine. In the words of St. John of Kronstadt, our Holy Father, he says, through his incarnation, the Lord has taught us all the mysteries of faith, which were not known, or but little known in the Old Testament. Through the incarnation of Christ, we accursed sinners have been deemed worthy of the communion of His most pure body and blood, and are thus united to Him in the closest manner. We dwell in Him, and He dwells in us. Because He dwelt in His mother's womb, He can dwell in us through Holy Communion. Also, through His incarnation, the Most Holy Virgin has become our all-powerful intercessor and our protection from sins and disasters and misfortunes, praying for us day and night, our Queen and Lady whose power no visible nor invisible enemies can withstand. She who is our very Mother by grace, in accordance with the words of Christ on the cross to His disciple John, "Son, behold thy Mother, and Mother, behold thy Son." Brothers and sisters, these words of Christ directing St. John are spoken to us all. Behold your Mother. Behold your Mother on this bright day. Again from St. John of Kronstadt, "The Virgin Mary is the most merciful sovereign of all the sons and daughters of men. As the daughter of God the Father, who is love, as the mother of God the Word of our love, as the chosen bride of the Holy Spirit, who is love consubstantial with the Father and the Word, how can we do otherwise than to have recourse to such a sovereign and expect to receive all spiritual blessings from her?" Brothers and sisters, we have one in heaven who, having stood before the archangel and said, "Let it be done to me according to thy word," now stands in great boldness before the throne of God on our behalf, our ladder to heaven. How indeed could we not turn to her? How indeed could we not honor her? She who is highly favored, in the words of the archangel, the chosen vessel of God, who speaks to God for us, who brought God to us voluntarily in her own flesh. This is the gospel. This is the evangelismos. This is the good news. God took flesh of the Virgin by the Holy Spirit of she who is full of grace that she can share with us. And even from the cross, He who was born to die, He who came to offer Himself for us, our Lord and Savior, even from the cross, the crucified Christ did what? He took care of His Mother. And He commended her not only to the Apostle John, but to us. And commended us to her care and her motherhood. "Son, behold your Mother, because she beholds us." Through the prayers of the Most Holy Theotokos and Ever-Virgin Mary, on this holy day of her Annunciation, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.